Hey, you're just in time. I'm about to do the replicating exercise. I was just trying to think of someone on my team who I've had a disagreement with. Oh yeah, Dennis and I disagreed about whether or not we should bid on the new hospital job. The first thing I'm gonna do is ask him to tell me his side of the disagreement and encourage him to give me as many details as possible.
Hey there, I'm Sarah. We're so glad you're part of our medical office. As you obviously know, people come in for so many different types of hey, what is this? I have this symptom. Can you check out this rash? I think you know where we're going with this. We just wanted to show you an example of common casual conversations that we have with our patients, especially when they're alarming news, something sensitive, something that might upset them. This is Dr. Laura Perez, one of our most popular doctors. By 2025, 41.6 billion devices will capture data on how we live, work, and move. Overwhelming most big data analytics databases. The solution is vectorization. Let's put that in terms we can digest. Say I need to dice a dozen peppers. Each one takes me 10 seconds. So 12 peppers takes me 2 minutes to process sequentially. But what if I need to go faster? Traditional parallel processing speeds up the work by dividing up the task. If I have 3 sous chefs join me, we can get the work done in 30 seconds. But we have a lot to do to feed a whole restaurant, so we need to move more quickly. Helmet fitting. Why we wear a helmet and how to properly wear one. Bicycling is a fun activity that gives you the freedom to explore new places. Riding a bike is good for the health of your body, mind, and even the health of the planet. This guide focuses on safety tips for why we wear a helmet and how to properly wear one. Wearing a helmet is the first thing we must do before preparing for a bicycle ride.